My name is Lars. I'm from Denmark.
And Lars, if you want to run, we can run.
All right. It's okay.
Lars, you're moving along pretty quickly. Obviously, you're
an experienced distance guy, right?
Yeah. Some of the other older guys are more experienced than I am. I'm probably still a rookie in this game.
Well, how many of these six-day races have you done?
This is my third.
And for how long ago was your first one?
My first one is 3 years ago in Göteborg in Sweden. It was a pretty good race, but it was raining like five out of the 6 days, so I hope this is better.
Well, you know, last year, conditions weren't great, but so far it's been almost ideal.
Yeah, it's pretty good weather right now, but I heard this should be raining tonight, so...
So, Lars, typically the story is... Guys like you, the marathon isn't long enough.
Yeah, that's the same story here. Actually, my story started with a diet.
Sorry, with a which?
With a diet. I was too heavy. You know, I was smoking 20 cigarettes a day. I was over 100 kilos.
That's a big boy.
Yeah.
How heavy are you now?
Oh, 72, 73.
Okay.
And what pushed you into, well, how old were you when you became a runner then? And
30. It was at my 30th birthday. I decided, me and my wife, we had a kid. Think, okay, I have to change my lifestyle.
I mean, did you see somebody on TV or read a magazine?
No.
They said, I'm going to become a runner.
Yeah. Not an ultra runner, but just runs, because that was the easiest way to lose weight.
So how quickly did you lose the weight?
Oh, actually, I lost something like 15 kilos in half a year. So that went pretty fast. And after half a year, I did my first marathon.
And what was your first marathon time?
3:45, I think. That was my first.
And what was it like running the marathon? Just getting warmed up?
It was pretty hard, but I thought, okay, I can do this, maybe I can do more. And I heard about a 6 hour race. I think, let me try that. So I did, and it was in the town where I lived. So I went down there, and I broke the course record the first time, 72 kilometers or something like that.
First time, 72 kilometers in 6 hours.
So I think, okay, maybe I can do something about this. So I started running ultra at that point.
Now, this is your first time to the Sri Chinmoy Self Transcendence race.
Yeah.
You've obviously heard about the races, or this is something kind of brand new to you?
I heard about it a year ago. I read about it in the internet. Me and my friend, and we talked about it to go over here, but he couldn't. So, like 3 weeks ago, let's go to New York. I'm pretty good shape, so let's find out. I heard the food was pretty good. So.
Well, you've been here for a few hours. Have you had a chance to eat anything?
Yeah, I have, and it is good.
Now, so, in the last 2 6 days, what kind of numbers of miles have you done?
My first one was 854 kilometers, and the second one was 790 in Denmark.
Is there a number you'd like to get here?
Oh, I don't know. I have no expectation for this one. But I'll wait and see.
So,
a lot can happen.
No expectation is, of course, easier said than done, but is there an experience, or you just want to be out here and running for 6 days and see what happens?
Yeah. What I like about 6 days races is the toughest part is in your head. It's not the physical part, it's the mental part. And at day four, at night, and you start crying in the middle of the night and you don't want to be here anymore. just want to take the first plane home. That's where you start learning about life. That's what I like about it.
What do you think you've learned so far from life in this life?
That if you can do this, you can do everything.
I understand you know Ashbury Honnell Alto, a guy who knows a little bit about long distance running. You met him the other day, Ashbury Honnell?
No.
Oh, he's the guy that has won the 3100 for the last.
Oh yeah, I talked to him. Right, yeah. Sorry.
So, had you ever heard about him and doing these super duper long runs?
No. No, I haven't. So I talked to him. I said, "You're crazy." And he has done it 10 times. That's amazing. Yeah. Deepest respect for that. Just, you know, my friend of mine, you know Jesper Olsen?
Sure, I know Jesper. Yeah.
Running around the world. You know, running 40 kilometers, 50 kilometers a day, we all can do that. But the planning and doing it, that's the hardest part. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have so much respect for that. And going through Colombia and Mexico. Oh, damn. That's amazing.